Okay, Halti Kapton the Dabur Muat Neged Shum Adam Pentilaket Sodom Alchinim. What I find fascinating is that a lot of the point that the Rosh is bringing, you could approach them from a Frumkeit issue. Right? You should be a captain. It's a mission, should be a captain. Right? He says, he gives a question, Pentilaket Sodom Alchinim, because you're not going to add any Chokhma, you might end up getting Klimois. The goyim are going to be after you, right? Like, keeps giving these eitzes tovus. So Rabbi Lapian has this aura that Yaakov calls Rachel Leah out to the field and says, Rosham told me that we have to go back, etc. And your father hasn't been very nice with me lately, etc., etc., etc. She says, first of all, you should know we have no chelik with our father anymore. And the Rosham said, do it, let's do it. I mean, like, you know, like, Yaakov did a Navi. So the Navi said, listen, the Russian said this. So listen, first of all, it's good. Financially, it's a good idea. And number one, you know, psychologically, it's not a bad idea either. And third of all, God said so, we have to do it. You know, like that's, you know. So he said, this is an Eitzah, which what the Torah is giving us, Kenegad Yetzirah. When you go head to head with the Yetzirah, you might win round one. You're going to lose round two. Because when you push against the Yetzirah, he's going to push back. But when you put the Yetzirah on your side also, listen, Alpi Cheshbon financially makes sense, psychologically makes sense, mentally makes sense, and it also spiritually makes sense. You know, so where's the room for the Yetzirah? Right? So you get everybody, you get it all the way. So the President Kapton Liber Muat, I mean, that's clear that that's not the approach of the Torah. The Torah is that the Alti Kapton, right? You shouldn't be a captain. Even Beis Shammai says you should be a captain. It means in the world of learning, etc. But the because there are multiple places where they talk about the issue of what they call in English standing on your cupboard, right? And she has a line that says, you know, you stand on your cupboard, you end up, you know, trampling it. Right? You get zero cupboard standing on your cupboard. Nowadays, for sure not. Right? There's a grace of cupboard. Like, you know, people look at you as a bald guy, but who worries about his cupboard? So the person who has the strength to say, you know what, whatever, I can move on with life, people respect. See, Yetzirah says, you get more cover by giving up. Yetzirah says, give more cover, you're supposed to give it up, so there's no fight anymore. Right? But the mice of fourth of COVID says, it's not worth it because you might get Sodom Alchinim. Right? So you have multiple Cheshbonos on the side of the Yetzirah. It's only going to help you. Like Sodom Alchinim, the Rosh already said before, Vayimad the Sodom Echadim, Avisadi, he says, even one son is one too many. Right? Now, there are situations in life where you need to make a stand on something, and you know, there's the famous line they say about the Rav. If there's a Rav which everybody in the city likes, he's not doing his job. The Yetzirah made people that they don't necessarily not exactly. I'm excited to hear what the rabbi has to say. That being said, you try and remind it as much as possible. The Metzimor is the more says the Rav that everybody loves him is Shkein Rav. It's not a Talmud Chacham. But they say yourself not to add it. If nobody loves him, he's a Shkein Mensch. Right? You know, you got to find the balance a little bit. But that's the person has to make a stand on merely the Shemaya. There's a situation. Person has to make a stand. You know, obviously try and do it in a way which is as gentle as possible, etc. But that doesn't always work with people. People are very sensitive. I'll tell you from experience. If you think Bachram are sensitive. For a man, his covet is the air that he breathes. There's one of the Chassanim, so they say over from Rosh Hashanah, certain Zechli Brachel Mashkiach, the commoners are Mashkiach. So he says that there is a same with the AAA to solve your issues and your car breaks down. There's a AAA for your marriage. It's attention, appreciation, and affection. That's his AAA. So I got to think, there's a fourth one, okay, but what does a man need in a marriage? So I want to ask my wife what she thinks the man needs in a marriage. She said, KKK. He says, what's KKK? COVID, COVID, and COVID. it's 100% right. You know, like, you know, that the most basic thing that a man needs is that he should have a self-respect. His wife should respect him, that, right? If he feels you're not respecting him, forget it. You got a surname. Right? So there's the same issue we could bring up in two ways. One way you bring it up in a way of, like, you know, you're making your stand and you're right. And, but when I'm right means he's wrong by math. Like, you know, higher math tells you in that equation that if I'm right, he's wrong. Nobody likes to hear that they're wrong. So the person gets up and says, listen, reverse it, this is the way it is, and you know, you're going to be talking about it, and you're wrong. I might force it down their throats, but they're not going to enjoy it. Right? You have a good point. I hear your point. Let's see, right now, we think we could just try this approach. You know, I mean, there's different ways of saying the same thing without forcing it down somebody's throat. It's much more effective. And of course, we all have our moments where we forget that. And we do, like, the biggest lamban and nizanyanim, you forget sometimes, and you say it wrong, but, you know, and you say, oh, right, that was the wrong way to say it, you know, I just shouldn't say it like that. But it's much more effective if you get the person, the Welt says that you get the person to say yes, yes, yes. Right? That's how you, right? So we all agree that X is true, yeah? Yeah, X is true. And Y, yeah, that is true. And that, Z, you know, what do I... once I said yes three times already, you know, you already got him on your side. So then the fourth one is a little bit easier. Says, oh, you're right. That's a good point. Because you're respecting him. Reb Chatzkel Levenstein said, I've said this over multiple times, he says, the other man should have a left full of cover. Everybody needs a spoonful of cover. You know, the song is wrong. Right? It's not a spoonful of sugar. It's a spoonful of cover. Spoonful of cover is much more valuable than a spoonful of sugar. I have to tell you that. Right? What is covered? Covered means that you're valuable. Covered just means that you're valuable, and I recognize that you're valuable. I think you have what to offer. I think that you're important. I think that you're kosher. I think you have something of value to offer to the situation. Let me hear what you have to say. We all want to feel that we're valuable. If a person would have zero hargosha of value at all, he commits suicide. What am I doing here for? Just get it over with already. Because it feels like he has no mukum in the world. The biggest challenge in our society nowadays is that people, mamash, feel like that. So the solution is, you know, to Abraham J. Tversky has his theory that the Peanuts comic strip is really a psychological laboratory and experiment into this thought process, the lack of self-esteem. So there's a manifestations. You have the Charlie Browns of the world. He's a Yitzchak, and he pleases a Yitzchak. You have the Lucys of the world, which cover up their insecurities by yelling at everybody else. You have the Snoopies of the world, which go into fantasy worlds. You have the Linuses of the world who have a dependency. They get involved in drugs or something like that. So he's addicted to his blanket, right? See, each one is a different way of, like, well, how do you compensate for the fact that you don't feel you're valuable? Right, so the most healthy of all of them is Charlie Brown. Because he knows that he has a bro. Right? Right? Lucy thinks that she's normal, right? And so does, you know, Snoopy also thinks that he's normal. Whatever that means. Right? You know, a normal dog, whatever. Okay, you know, right? You know, each one thinks that they're normal. Like, there's a whole series of tricks about Linus giving up his blanket. Right? You guys on such Pekias and Peanuts, right? You know, how he can't do it. Like, it's like he's addicted to a blanket, you know? Right? So whether it's addicted to a blanket, addicted to drugs, addicted to food, addicted to whatever it is, it's an addiction, right? Because that's what fills up that feeling of emptiness. The only reason why the Russia put us here in the world, Ba'atzim, we are valuable. We put us here means he didn't make a mistake. I once had a conversation with the Russia, like, I guarantee the Russia did not make a mistake putting you in this world the way you come. You, with all of your personality and all of your concerns and all of your issues and all of your background, and I'll think, guess who made it? The Russian made it. He didn't make a mistake. See, here's the reason why you're here. Well, let's figure out what it is. But you're valuable. If you wouldn't be valuable, the Russian would say, you know, listen, you know, room for one more. Might as well throw him in. You know, like, you know, like, Be'etzem, you know, the space is really taken up, but there's one more space in the elevator, they throw another guy in. First it, like, throws another baby in. Like, that's not how it works. So, like, now, on the other end, if I truly integrate that point, so I feel good about myself, I'm also going to respect you. Like, if that's true by me, it's true by you, too. If I honestly believe that, so obviously you deserve respect. The same way the matter says that you shouldn't look at the more commonly mitzvah, less commonly mitzvah, the matter is in the last week's parsha. Look at the one who's mitzavit. So yeah, it's a mitzvah kala. Yeah, that's true. But look who commanded it. So the same thing is true when it comes to human beings. It's like, you know, like the Bersha made him. He obviously had a reason, so give him respect. So the Mahalach of the captain, the Dover Muad, you know, that the rest of the thing is, you know, major issue the person has. You know, I understand your person has a strong reaction. But strong reactions to minimal things, like, where's it coming from? It's a lack of respecting another person's opinion, other person's value, other person's feelings. It's all about you. That is the simon that you are insecure. So when somebody, as it were, attacks you, because that's how you interpret it, you push back because you're insecure. So who wants to publicize to the world they're insecure? But the guy who has a anger problem, what he's really saying is, I'm very insecure. Anybody who touches me, I get very nervous. And I feel like I'm valuable, I have to push back. Okay, big sign. I am insecure, I'm not sure I'm really valuable. Like, read the sign. Really? Like, I said, the Yetzer Hara's argument is on the same side as the Yetzer Hara's when it comes to these issues. You just don't think like it in those terms. If we would, we realize that it's foolishness to be mocked.